Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Great to have you on board today. Well, beverages. Did we mention beer? It's the weekend. Time to stock up. Perfect time to go to Brewers Outlet. Get those snacks for the weekend. As Kevin said, this is one of the most exciting weekends of the year, despite the fact nothing's happening. But still, you want to make sure that you're stocked up and ready to go. In case a Kevin Hur false alarm happens and suddenly something breaks out.
Hey, wait a minute. We have some Little League World Series going on there, Steve. I know the team from your home state is playing right now. Do you have a score or an update for us?
Last I saw it was 2-1. Northwest was winning over New England, which is Washington against Connecticut.
I think it's now the team from Connecticut has come back strong. I think it's 3-2 Connecticut. I just looked it up as we're talking in the bottom of the third. So the New Englanders are really coming back strong. I think they've done it twice in this game so far from a deficit or a tie. So there might be a Connecticut final.
We'll find out. It's not like they haven't won it before. Trumbull's won it before. Windsor Locks way back when won it before. So we'll see. Time now to check in with our good friend Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome back. It's great to have you on board.
Always happy to join you guys on a Friday afternoon.
Let's get to it here. Let's go to the coast. It's amazing how standing. Technical problem with that. We apologize for that. So what we'll do is we'll open up the phone lines. How about that? At 800-795-9565. Fair enough?
Absolutely. Apparently, Tony is really baffled by that Steelers trade, and there's some technical difficulties.
Wouldn't you be?
Yes. The phone lines in Western Pennsylvania are lighting up everywhere as a result of this, and that's what's causing the technical difficulties, apparently.
I think this is a fine trade. I don't think it's going to be an earth-shattering trade. It's not going to get anybody to the Super Bowl, but it's a sensible trade.
Yeah, I suppose. He's a functional player. I mean, they gave up Robinson as a functional player. It's a functional deal.
Well, but it fills needs for both teams temporarily. And in Pittsburgh's case, it fills a need temporarily at running back because there are no healthy running backs in Pittsburgh unless you go down to the youngster from Pitt that's, what, in his fifth or sixth year now, Stevens Howling?
Yeah. Yeah, the hyphenated guy.
So, I don't know. I like this. I really think this is a win for Pittsburgh if Bell gets prolonged, if his situation gets prolonged. Because Redmond hasn't been an answer, and neither has Dwyer been an answer for the Steelers.
I understand. I mean, right now you're looking at a 6-10 season.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Folks in the Steel City not going to be happy.
That's not going to work. No, that's not going to cut it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, their offensive line is a struggle. They don't have a big-time running back out there at the moment. They don't have a tight end that they can work with at the moment. And they have a defense that statistically is superior and doesn't do any of the intangibles.
Yes. I agree with all of that.
So what do you expect? It's your team, not mine.
Well, that's what I'm calling it up right now. I'm calling up the Steelers' schedule for the season. Now, the rumor is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, the rumor is that Miller will be back by October.
Which means they go 0 for September.
Well, but see, they have a bye week in that first week of October. So he's scheduled to come back on the week, the Jets game on the 13th. Now, is he going to be in full playing capacity at that point? No, I realize that. So they have the Titans in week one, followed by the Bengals, the Bears, and the Vikings. Those are your September games. You go 2-2 through that set, and I think 2-2 is reasonable there. Then you get the bye week, and then everybody comes back. Bell comes back, Miller comes back, just in time for a game against the Jets, possibly, but more importantly, that first game against the Ravens on October 20th.
Bob, you're playing solitaire, aren't you?
No, I'm actually
you're struggling.
I'm actually looking at the Shikellamy Braves schedule, seeing where
you're on the wrong schedule.
Seeing where Carmel and
you're on the wrong schedule.
This is where I think you're wrong, Bob. I think the Steelers can beat Shikellamy.
Well, no offense
to Shikellamy, I would hope so.
The headline in the paper is the Braves are excited to start. It says one of the quotes was from one of the players: "We do not fear Polamalu anymore. He's too old." But that was just a high school kid saying that. So I think they're up for the game.
Oh, brother!
Can you see transplant Kevin from Shikellamy Stadium on a Friday night to Heinz Field on a Sunday? Wouldn't that be a wild time? Hey, the one thing I was looking at actually is for high school football, Steve, and this involves, I think, someone you know who's coming in as the head coach over at Shemokin, Yaakov Israel.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. We had him on the show.
Yep.
Like him a lot. I know, you know, we're seeing a lot of former Penn Staters coach now. He's one of them. Keith Olsemer is up.
He's up in the Poconos.
In Milford. He's up in Milford. You know, you have Alan Zamaitis, who's working in the college ranks. We are seeing more and more former Nittany Lions getting into the coaching ranks, which I really like a lot. I think that's pretty cool. And basketball-wise, I know Joe Crispin has told me several times he'd love to give the coaching thing a shot, but his playing career is not over yet. Leads top of the fourth, 5-2 over Washington.
So they've expanded. It looks like I think the winner of this game goes into the American or the United States Championship round.
Final, yes.
Yeah, the finals.
Yes.
That will be, I think, tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
Normally Friday is an off day.
Right. And they had, of course, as we know here in central Pennsylvania, massive thunderstorms went through the area last night and played a little havoc with the Little League schedules. So
I finished up at my game at 11:45 last night.
And were you home in State College?
I was in State College, but I finished the talk show at Damon's. You'll love this story. I finished the talk show at Damon's, which is at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
All I have to do is get in my car, drive up the hill to the ballpark. It's a 7:05 first pitch. Well, I actually go up the hill. I pull in, because I think we ended at like 6:59. Boom, I pull in. It's like 7:02, 7:03. I'm like, hey, great. Well, so I walk into the park. I mean, there's nothing happening. Zero. I'm walking up, and all of a sudden I look, the hitting coach for Williamsport is sitting outside talking on his cell phone. I thought, well, that's rather unusual pregame preparation with the first pitch 2 minutes away. You know, considering that you hit first and you have to be in the first base coaching box. Okay, something's amiss here. I walked in. They said, we're in a dry delay. I said, dry delay? There's a threat of a storm. We don't want to start the game and then have to stop it, and it would be good for the pitchers, which, you know, I completely understand that. So they, for 45, 50 minutes, we sat there and watched it not rain, but it was dollar beer night, so nobody cared. Okay, I mean, at all. I mean, they'd be like, yeah, it's all right. It's all good. Yeah, I mean, are they closing the concession? Said, no, we're good. So then, finally, they had the tarp poised to put on. They unrolled it. Then finally, boom, they slapped it on there, and then it did rain for about 20 minutes. And then they pulled off the tarp, and at 8:35 started playing, and it was an 11-inning game. Oh. It's an extra inning. It's an extra innings. I'm sitting thinking, of course it is. Of course. State College has now won 7 in a row. They actually have the best record in the New York Penn League.
And are there anything beyond the regular season for them? Is there a playoff system from NIPEN into something else?
Yes, there is. There is a playoff system. There's three divisions. The three divisional winners get in, and a wild card team gets in.
So that'll extend the season, what, about at least a good week, 8 days?
Yeah, they would start the playoff if they make it. The last game of the regular season is September, let's see, 4th. First playoff game would be September 6th. And it's a best of three.
Oh, okay.
And then once you get through the best of three, then the championship round's a best of three. And the first game is at the team with the inferior record.
So it's
the last two games are at the team with the superior record.
So go Spikes.
Yeah. First time ever. I mean, I did a game where a season where they won 18 times. I mean, that's out of 76. They're playing one night, sir. This is during the 18-win season. They're playing the Staten Island Yankees. And usually Brooklyn, the Mets stock up Brooklyn pretty well, and the Yankees stock up Staten Island pretty well. They have to be able to draw people because it's the city, right? So they're playing Staten Island, and they're up 4 runs in the 9th inning. State College. They have a 5-run lead in the 9th inning. 5-run lead. And they bring in this kid, Yoffrey Martinez. Now, Martinez was a kid. He pitched at Williamsport as well, and then he pitched at State College when they made the switch over. He threw 96, Bob, but he threw 96 straight. You can't throw anything straight. You have to have movement on it. If you throw 96 with movement, you got a real pitch. Okay? If you throw 96 straight, these guys are pretty good at catching up with it and hitting it. So he goes out there in the 9th inning. Now remember, this team wins 18 games all year. They go out in the 9th inning, the first pitch of the inning. The kid for Staten Island nearly tears his head off. I turned off both the microphones. I looked at the guy I was working with. I said, well, the game's over. And he says, he looks at me with all that enthusiasm. He says, yeah, 3 more outs, they got him. I said, no, you don't understand. They're not going to win. And they scored 8 runs in the 9th inning and won by 3.
That's when you know you're having a bad season.
Oh, brutal. So having a team this season that has 7 walk-off wins.
Not bad.
7 walk-off. You know, I mean, that's been fun, including last night.
You know, you mentioned the Phillies last night had a walk-off win. I was down at Citizens Bank Sunday where they played the Dodgers, and a great walk-off win. You know, it's interesting. The fans in Philadelphia are somewhat demoralized by two things. The Charlie Manuel firing, a little premature in most people's minds that are in the stadium, and also not having a winning season but being close at the All-Star break. But that place was just rocking on Sunday. You know, they had an announced crowd of 42,000, 43,000, and there were lots of people in the stands cheering on. So the fans have not really given up on Philadelphia, and it'll be interesting to see how they play the rest of their season coming up.
And they've again, had they two walk-off wins this week.
Yeah, and then they did it last night again. Yeah. So
it's football season. It's been football season since the All-Star break.
No.
What meaningful football games are being played this weekend?
You know what? It's not meaningful to you, but they're meaningful to me. And seeing as I'm the one that's going to them, I'm the one that's happy about it.
I don't mean the scrimmages. The scrimmages are important for you because it's part of your job. You need to know who's doing what, where, and why.
No. I'm going to the scrimmage for entertainment, not for work purposes.
Oh, boy. Now, that's... It doesn't count till...
Okay. Well, August we'll come 30th. Back
Listen,
with more
I'm
in a
driving,
moment.
I'm driving an hour and a half to a scrimmage.
Well, that's right. I know where he's going. You can't get there from the central Susquehanna Valley directly at all.
I'm taking the Steve Jones Learjet.
Yes, he's going to parachute in.
Who talked to me about the jet? About a jet the other day? It may have been Jack. Talking about, maybe we use your jet and go wherever. I said, yeah, sure. Oh, I know who it was. It was Chuck Greenberg, who's one of the minority owners of the Texas Rangers. He says, man, we use your jet. We can go to Jamestown. I said, if I had a jet, I can tell you right now, I wouldn't drive to Jamestown. I said, I don't care if it's up and down. I said, I drove that thing through the mountains at 1 o'clock in the morning last week. Oh. I said, if you gave me a jet, I'd be on that thing like that. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We are 19 minutes away from the Kevin Herr rant of the day on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2006 Ford Explorer, 4-liter XLT, new rotors and brake lining, just $10,995. 2011 Ford Fiesta, 4-door sedan, $12,494. 2009 Honda Accord, 4-door LX, just $13,998. 2006 Pontiac Solstice, 2-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,520. 2011 Hyundai Sonata, 2.4-liter hybrid for just $17,887. And a 2010 Honda Odyssey, 5-door EXL, $22,775. Call 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome. Great to have you back. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here from the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin is all excited about this weekend where
I think the international...
Now, next weekend should be good.
Oh, I'm not excited there. I'm ecstatic for next weekend. That's another level.
This weekend, the big news in sports is the International Fast Knitting Contest is going to be held in some place like Singapore, and you can watch people knit for hours on end.
That's going to be on ESPN 360 or whatever it is this week.
Exactly. That's about it.
Watch ESPN. I don't know.
It's on the Ocho.
It's on the Ocho.
ESPN 8. What is your rant about today?
Listen, I know it's the low-hanging fruit, but Ryan Braun made it so easy.
Let me tell you about Ryan Braun, what makes me... I'm going to give A-Rod a little bit of credit here versus Ryan Braun, okay? A-Rod, despite the... You know, he's appealed, which he's entitled to do and so forth. I mean, because his penalties are more severe than anybody else. I mean, I guess I don't blame him. But at least A-Rod, whether he's telling the truth or not, at least stands there and answers questions. Ryan Braun puts out statements, and guess who answers the questions? His former teammates. And I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong to constantly hang out your teammates to dry and force them to have to talk about something that they don't know about. You know, it's always that's all they get are questions about Ryan Braun, about PEDs, because he won't go out and talk to the media himself. Go out there, talk to them, take the questions, sit down, discuss it. I mean, you know, spend an hour maybe doing this and take the heat off your teammates in the clubhouse, because all they're doing right now are answering questions that you should be answering. And to me, that just takes a wrong and it multiplies it times 24.
You know, one of the key strategies in a situation like Ryan Braun's is you go out, face the media once, take all the questions, answer them once, and then forever on say, I've already heard the question, I've already answered the question, I'm moving on, and be done with it. He's going to be dogged forever now by the media and fans wanting to answers to questions he should have gotten out of the way a long time ago.
Agreed. I mean, and I think whomever's talking to him about handling this has been giving him bad advice. I mean, don't bother putting out statements, all right?
Yeah.
Just let you know, go out, be a man, stand up, take care of yourself, and stop looking at your teammates to answer questions for you. Well, I mean, these poor guys, I mean, they have to live their own lives. They don't know what he did and didn't do, or, you know, what he was trying to hide and how he went about it. They don't know.
You know, I think Americans in general and American sports fans in particular can be very forgiving as long as they believe the person who's asking for forgiveness is candid, honest, and forthright about it.
I mean, I agree.
Bill Clinton, a classic example.
Right, and you've seen it your whole life, all right?
Yes.
You know, and what you've done as a prosecutor, because you've had to run through a lot of different people who have handled it in a variety of ways, so you know what works.
You know, one day in court, some guy came up and said to a judge, "Judge, I don't care how hard you punish me. You can do whatever you want, because you're the judge. That's your job. I'm going to accept it, but I'm just going to tell you, I will punish myself harsher in the long run than you will. But whatever you want to do, go. Feel free to do it, and I'm not here to apologize or make excuses." I shook the guy's hand and said, "Buddy, you got it. You know, you're accepting responsibility." 9 out of 10 don't. Ryan Braun, and we'll wait to hear Kevin's rant, he needs to step up to the plate, make his statement. He needs to accept responsibility and actually, candidly, ask for some forgiveness and understanding. And I think if he would have done that, fans would have been forgiving. But he's doing it all about, I think you're right, these guys have their handlers or whatever, agents, and it's really bad advice. Bad, bad, bad advice.
And you can't keep hanging 24 other people out to dry.
Because they're going to get, as you said, they're going to get tired. And you know what? They're going to hang him out to dry.
He's going to come back to the clubhouse. And I'll tell you right now, if I'm one of his teammates, and I pull him aside and say, "You know what? For 2 months, all I did was answer questions about you." I said, "And you kept your mouth shut. I mean, why? You could have talked and just taken all the pressure off us. I don't understand that. You owe everybody in here an apology, and then you should go out and do a press conference, because we're not going to answer questions about you anymore. It's your problem, not ours."
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. We roll through on this Friday together, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Beverages, you name it, they have it. I say beer? Yeah, plenty, and a wide selection. Soft drinks. It's the weekend. Stock up. Stock up with wonderful people to deal with. Hot, fresh roasted peanuts, also snacks. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15, Humbles Wharf. Buter in the house with Kevin.
And had a chance to speak with Corey Fossode, who is the man at Brewers Outlet in terms of the pickle bar.
I like Corey so much.
Yes.
He is just one of the great guys. I mean, I just nothing but nice things to say about Corey.
And he promised a surprise visit to the WKOK studios with some of those fabulous pickles from the pickle bar.
Wow.
Didn't give us a date, but I'm looking forward to it. Garlic pickles are... You know, we should send him out to the chateau to see you with some pickles.
I would love that very much. And the next time I do come in, I'm going to just stop there and just bring them home myself. So it's, you know, nice and easy, simple, smart, and we'll take care of that. Looking forward to it.
Got some bad news for the Connecticut faithful following the Little League World Series. After leading 5-2 in the bottom of the third, it is now the top of the fourth. It is 10-5 Washington. Welcome, as Kevin said, welcome to Little League Baseball.
Actually, it's 12-5.
Oh.
See, that
12-5, and my understanding is, you know, as somebody who grew up in Connecticut, Washington cheated.
Exactly. We know that.
But listen, I've heard this from parents over the years many times. Oh, you're running up the score. You're running up the score. Do you know how many times I've seen a Little League game with 10 runs be decided in one inning and the team with 10 runs ahead, that there were 10 runs ahead, didn't win it? There is no safe lead in Little League. I'm sorry. I know that sounds cold and heartless, but there isn't any safe lead in Little League because one mistake mushrooms to being three or four different issues, and then emotion runs in. And things change. And then a pitcher reaches his pitching limit. And then you have to go a little deeper into your pitchers, into your pitching rotation. And maybe that pitcher doesn't have quite as good a stuff as the first guy that was in there. Now, all of a sudden, the team goes and starts hitting the ball all over the place. I've always said in Little League Baseball, no lead is safe.
Okay.
I'll let the team from Connecticut know that.
Bob, I don't know about you. It's 3 minutes of my life I'm never getting back.
Exactly.
Isn't that funny? That wasn't even the rant.
Yes. You know, Steve,
I know.
Some days you can run, but you can't hide, if you know what I mean.
I know. You got that right. RG3 was fined $10,000 for wearing unauthorized apparel. He had a warm-up, and during warm-ups wore a T-shirt that violated the league's apparel rules. That said, Operation Patience is a term RG3 coined as he continues to battle back from his torn ACL. Griffin wanted to get on the field, but Coach Mike Shanahan made it clear that RG3 would not see any action in the preseason. The Operation Patience T-shirts are made by Adidas, and wearing Adidas on the field during a pregame warm-up is a no-no and constitutes a $10,000 fine.
And it's the second time he's had that.
December, he wore Adidas to the team's post-game press conference following the Skins win over the Cowboys.
And do you think Adidas sends a check to him for $10,000 to compensate, or would that be really bad?
It's $12,000.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what they do is the money goes to charity anyway. I mean, that's where the fine money goes. So it's, you know.
I understand the NFL's position here. I mean, they have a contract. And they're trying to keep that contract valid. That's the negotiation. And the players, as part of that company, as part of that workforce, have to follow those rules. I understand. It seems stupid when you look at it, but when you think about it in depth and you put in the contract terms and the fact that everybody knows this rule and knows why it's there, I think their fine is justified.
Steve, let me ask you this question about...
What's difficult about that is that the league has its deal, teams do as well, but players are allowed to make their own deals. There's where the line is.
Yeah.
So.
In college football, I believe Penn State has had a longstanding relationship with Nike.
Yes.
What happens if a Penn State player wears an Adidas something somewhere? Does he obviously can't be fined. What happens to a Penn State in that regard? If anything.
Well, for one thing, they wouldn't, unless they're out, for example, they're playing, just hanging with their buds.
Right.
Which is away from, but they wear all the free stuff they get. So there really is no issue. You really don't have anybody showing up and like, hey, look at the Adidas shirt I'm wearing here. Yeah. Wait, Spider gives them all this stuff, and he's like, hey, of course they wear it. it's no issue at all.
But if RG3 has a deal with Adidas, and I don't know that he does, but let's say he has a deal with Adidas.
He does have an Adidas. Yeah. Okay. He does have a deal with Adidas.
What he does off the field has nothing to do with the contract the NFL has with Nike. So I don't really see where the player deal really causes an issue. I mean, I know what you're saying, Steve. Each player can do what they want off the field. But once you're in the NFL setting, in the NFL field, then you have to follow the NFL rules. I don't think it's that much to ask.
When you're in the confines of the workplace, you wear what's in the workplace.
Right.
Simple as that. I mean, it's just like, for example, it's just like working for a place that has a uniform service. You don't just come in and wear your own golf shirt and slacks. You wear the uniform of the uniform service because that's what's required at the time. Time now for your rant of the day. Bob?
I'm ready for it.
I'd move that jack to the Red Queen.
Listen, you guys can play video chess later, all right? This, like I said, the low-hanging fruit today is Ryan Braun. Everybody's picking on Ryan Braun, but he's asked for it. When you take the latter part of 2011 and you say that nothing happened, he was not I'm not doing anything illegal, and then you come out and make a written statement instead of manning up in front of the reporters, in front of your fans, answering questions and being honest about it, you have just dug the hole another 10 feet deeper. There is absolutely no reason why he should not have come out and had a news conference and answered questions instead of writing a letter saying that he felt that you know, that he acted irrationally or incorrectly. Let me use some of his words here. He was dealing with a nagging injury, and he says, "I turned to products for a short period of time that I shouldn't have used." Okay, I understand that part. But earlier on in the same statement, he talks about how he didn't feel it was illegal what he was doing. Then later in the statement, he felt he was being wronged and attacked. And looking back now, I was the one who was wrong. After meeting with Major League Baseball at the end of June this year, I came to the realization that it was time to come to grips with the truth. I was never presented with baseball's evidence against me, but I didn't need to be because I knew what I had done. What changed between the first public statement and now that makes you feel that you have done something wrong? I'll tell you what it was. It was a suspension. You cheated. You did something you weren't supposed to do. You should hand in your trophy for National League MVP. That is the only way you're going to get respect back from players and especially your hometown fans who now feel more cheated than the rest of us do.
Hey, Bob, did you see there's a sale at Macy's?
You know, it's 20% off on clothes, too.
Terrific.
Yes. I think, actually, no, I'm going to give kudos to Kevin.
He's mad over there.
I'm going to do my own spinoff of this show.
kudos to Kevin. I think the part about the returning
the
MVP
trophy.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Think about it. USC, when they had the issues, the Heisman Trophy had to come back, or was supposed to.
Well, I think he needs to do this on his own.
I agree.
I think, you know, instead, because the Heisman Trophy was forced.
Okay? No, I understand that, but I'm using that as an example, but I agree. Sure. It should be on his own.
He should hand the MVP trophy back. He should hand it back and just say, look, obviously I didn't win this on the up and up.
And again, I think fans would be forgiving if he showed genuine remorse and accepted responsibility and you know, he's going to come back into Major League Baseball someplace, somewhere. And when he does, you know, I think how he handles it forward will certainly, hopefully, be a lot better than he's handled it so far. And he can gain some fan acceptance. Because right now, when he comes back, I think he's going to have some really awful experiences on road trips.
I would have much more respect if he would have come out, as I said, and just had a statement. Even if he read a statement in person and took questions, and then somebody said, well, why now? What makes you feel differently now? Well, I misinterpreted the original rule, so I didn't think what I was taking was illegal. I now realize it was illegal. That, I think, would make people a little bit happier than the way it was worded in a statement, because you don't have a chance to really explain. And let me rephrase that. He didn't really explain what changed his feelings on the fact that he cheated, but he didn't feel he cheated originally. Yeah. If you would have said in person or even in the statement that I feel that the cream or lozenge that I took wasn't on the banned substance or didn't have a banned substance in it, okay, I would buy that. But he never really said that. Well, all he said was, I made a mistake. I didn't believe I did, but now I realize it's a mistake.
Yeah, and that was because he was confronted with, he says he wasn't
exactly
confronted with the evidence. But I'm sure his lawyers, who he retained to, in essence, look into this matter for him, they knew what the evidence was, and the Players Association as well. And when confronted with that, the lawyers and everyone else convinced him to throw in the towel. And he did.
If I'm sitting in the Brewers management chair right now, I open up the conversation around the table and ask whether we should release him and eat the contract.
Absolutely agree with that.
Now,
you know, but those contracts, Steve, have
guaranteed.
Some clauses. There's some clauses in there, I believe, that can have the potential of giving the management an out, the owners an out on that.
Well, but, I mean, I would have my lawyers, my attorneys already looking at his contract to say, can we release him and what are we liable for? I mean, but I would at least open up the conversation and say we're liable for the entire contract. I would open up the conversation saying, you know what? Do we just eat it and move on? Because we've got to cut bait with this guy. He's done. I mean, he has done. He has handled this every step of the way wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got a guy fired for a false positive.
Yes, that poor guy.
At the clinic. I mean,
yeah. The guy was the messenger guy with the taking the samples.
He's a victim.
No question.
He's a victim in all this because he didn't do anything wrong. And he was accused of doing something wrong, and he lost his job and the whole deal. It's because this guy lied his brains out.
I think the worst part of that was the fact that he alluded to the fact that I think it was Lorenzi, I think it was the collector's name, that part of the reason was that he was an anti-Semite. I'm like,
right.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I think the messenger...
That card... In the 20-teens, is played way too often. It's not 1960 anymore.
No. You know, if I'm the lawyer for the Brewers ownership, I might just give some advice along these lines. Don't pay him. Make him sue us. And when we do, in the course of the lawsuit, a lot of very unfortunate information about Mr. Braun may come to light, and maybe he ought to reconsider what he wants to do by taking legal action against us.
Says the former DA.
Yeah, exactly.
here's the issue, Bob, is as follows. And what the Brewers have to be careful with, they have to comb through that contract and find out where the outs are because he's not injured. So he doesn't qualify for insurance. And he's also somebody that, had in baseball, all these contracts are guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
They're guaranteed deals. Now, can they somehow figure out a way that the Brewers signed the contract themselves in good faith, but he didn't? Right? You know, because you know he's supposed to uphold his end of the bargain and so forth. I think just doing that and say you're going to have to sue for the money, I think is a tough road for Milwaukee based on the basic agreement between Major League Baseball and the union. That's a big issue right there.
It is, no question.
And that's why it's the union part of it that I think keeps them from doing what you say. And I'm only answering it. I'm in complete agreement with you, but I'm only answering it as though here's the hurdle they'd have to overcome to do it.
A lot of these kinds of contracts for personal services that do not involve a collective bargaining agreement like they have between the union and Major League Baseball. A lot of these personal service contracts have a moral turpitude clause that says...
Yes, they do.
And, you know, I've never figured out what moral turpitude is, except it's one of those things, as one Supreme Court justice said about obscenity. He couldn't define it, but he knew it when he saw it. And I think moral turpitude is the same thing. Being dishonest, lying, getting people fired... And when confronted with overwhelming evidence and still denying it, I think would constitute moral turpitude. So, you know, it's one of those things. Obviously, the lawyers for the Milwaukee team and Major League Baseball and the Players Association are all looking at those things.
I mean, and these are the things that I sit down, if I'm the head of management there, and I go around the table, I said, look, I need opinions here. This is how I see it. Okay, we have a guy that cheated. He used PEDs. He won the MVP award. He blatantly lied about it. He got another guy fired over it that's an innocent victim. In fact, if I'm the Brewers, I find this guy and I try to find a spot in the organization for him, to be frank with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be great public relations for them to hire this guy for a job to do something for them in the organization because obviously he doesn't belong where he is. I mean, and then for Braun... I'd say, look, let's look at the contract. What are we liable for? What are we not liable for? And let's see if you know we can release this guy.
Yeah.
The next thing I would do is that I would demand of him that if, say, for example, we're on the hook, that he hold a press conference, that he sit down and he talk with them, or else we're going to withhold salary for doing it because you're hanging your 24 teammates out to dry every time. And there should not be 24 people that have to sit there and answer questions on your behalf. I mean, and that ends up, believe me, I can tell you in no uncertain terms how difficult that is. Okay, when you have nothing to do with it and you have to answer questions about it, it's not an easy thing to do. All right, and
you know the media will be on him like vultures on roadkill on the side of a highway.
Fine, he's got to take the heat, Bob. He's got to take the heat.
Yes.
He's got to go in there, and you know why he has to take the heat? Because he has to look his teammates in the eye and say, you know what? Guys, I didn't mean to put you in that spot, and I didn't realize that would be a consequence. So I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to do it, and it's my fault. All right? So I will do that, and at least man up and do it. We have to take a break. We'll come back with more. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Kevin moonwalking. Bob and I playing solitaire.
And
yeah, but you realize that's not a game you can play together. That's why they call it solitaire.
We understand that.
All right.
Yes.
It's a competitive game back and forth.
I thought maybe you got confused on the principle.
We do it on a point in time system.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I mean,
Kevin getting ready to go to Shikellamy Stadium for next Friday's game. He wants to get there a little early.
I want to make sure nobody takes my spot.
Exactly.
Who are they playing the opener?
Mount Carmel.
The Red Tornadoes.
Oh.
Yeah, it should be a really entertaining matchup.
What week should we expect the playoff picture to crystallize?
Well, it depends. All right, here's my playoff prediction. You ready for this one?
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Bob,
I remember
what have
this
we
from
done?
Last year.
All right, here you go.
Bob.
Here you go. In AA District 4.
Somehow, some way, if the music could just start now, I'd feel
it's
so
not
much
going
better.
To. I have control of it, remember? Listen, here you go. In AA District 4, you could be 8-2 and be on the road in the playoffs this year. I really believe that's a possibility.
Kevin will have the full playoff picture after the conclusion of the next Friday night's games.
Wake up, Steven.
Oh, yeah. Are we almost done?
We're almost. We're getting there. We're down the home stretch. It's now 12.
I realize it was a late night last night and a busy day for you. But
I mean, the last thing I heard was something about AA. Are we up to AAA yet?
No, I didn't do anything with AAA yet. No, but AA, I think 8-2,
actually,
you could find yourself
you
on the road.
Actually sat there and thought about what a record would take to be in the playoffs?
No. Because there's 8 teams in the District 4 playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're so good, I honestly think that 8-2, you could find yourself on the road in week one.
Kevin has graphs and charts worked up already, Steve. So he's getting a little excited about high school football here all throughout the Susquehanna Valley.
I thought after working with me for 2 years that you would start to like settle down or calm down just a little bit.
No.
You know, that maybe would rub off on you. You know. Like people said to me, who's the quarterback? I said, hey, whoever runs out there, I'll tell you who it is.
Isn't your rule of thumb to take things as they come?
Always. Because you know what my father taught me? My father gave me some of the best advice ever. He said, Steve, don't worry about anything you can't control.
A wise man.
That's why we call you Captain Mello.
I mean, he says, don't worry about anything you can't control. He says, if it's something you can control, then worry about it and then take care of it. He says, you can't control it. He says, bypass it.